This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us first and foremost. How are you doing physically?
You know, I'm doing okay, Brian. I'm kind of tired and I get winded easily, but other than that, nothing to complain about compared to so many people in this community who are really, really sick right now and really battling this.
Well, since the last time we chatted on Friday morning, it doesn't seem like all that long ago. There have been well over 200 positive tests in this community. And as I watch the line at the Decatur Civic Center snake around the entire parking lot and out into the streets, clearly evident from like contact tracing and all of that, what is your overall assessment of the community right now as where this stands?
Well, we're in trouble. We have been put into the warning zone
again,
by the state of Illinois. And Southern Illinois yesterday, Region 5, the state went in and said you cannot have indoor dining right now because your numbers are too high. You cannot have indoor alcohol sales, and restrictions were put in place. So I am doing everything possible. I don't really have any power to stop this, but, you know, that we don't need our businesses shut down. But I'm afraid that may be coming from the state sooner rather than later.
All right. Are you getting inside information, or is that just your gut on the numbers themselves?
Well, just looking at the numbers, they're not going the right way. And, you know, what was it? 3 weeks ago, I think Kevin Greenfield and I came out and said, you know, we've got to take this seriously. We are urging everybody to, you know, wear masks, take precautions, because we were starting to see the uptick. And now, I mean, Illinois just seems to be exploding worse than we did in the spring. You know, it's kind of like each coast had it much worse than we did. And the Midwest was kind of mild, if you will. And now it's Wisconsin, I think their hospital beds are 85% full. So, I mean, it's here, it's around us. And people are getting really sick, Brian. I mean, really sick.
All right. I mean, you're not there physically right now, but you're there at a hospital setting, you know, each and every day. You realize, I mean, there's 29 people hospitalized right now. That number was like 10 not all that long ago. There are 1,303 people in home isolation, which is way more than what's been released from isolation. You see the lines at the Decatur Civic Center. Is this literally just people not doing what they should do? Is it people just sort of frustrated trying to get back to their lives? Is it just bad behavior on the part of a few? I mean, what's your sense?
Well, I think it's a little bit of all of the above. First of all, I think, you know, this COVID fatigue is real. People are tired of this. They're tired of not being able to do life the way they knew it. I think people are frustrated because, you know, we don't have high school football. There are a lot of things we don't have right now. People are looking ahead to the holidays saying, really, are you kidding me? We're not even going to get Christmas. You know, I think there's a lot of angst out there. There have been places that, you know, private clubs that have not taken this very seriously. And it's kind of like, well, we're all members here, or, you know, we're here for just, you know, whatever, whether it's wing night or a card game or whatever. And then a bunch of people get sick because one person who's in there is sick and maybe doesn't know it. And that's how pandemics spread. Excuse me, a little frog in my throat. But we've got to do better. And, you know, there is a bright spot. You know, we worked with you and the NAACP on some marketing efforts for our African-American community. You know, as you know, we were closing in on 40% of our positives were in the African-American community. And they only make up 20% of our population in Decatur and Macon County. So hopefully you and I can come up with something that maybe better message that we can get out to the rest of the community.
Yeah,
because
no,
now,
seriously,
from almost 40%, it's down to 29.3%.
Yeah, no, that was great to watch that needle move, and sometimes it is about education and reinforcement. I just don't understand. There is this obstinance. I mean, and I don't know how else to describe it. It is just sort of no matter what, and it's being led by the president and others out there, and we do look to people to set examples, and I don't know why. I thought maybe after he had a run-in with COVID and ended up hospitalized, maybe there would be a little more empathy about what's going on, but there's not. And I don't understand it. It's like this isn't costing you that much to wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance. I mean, those are the three things that we can do as Americans to take care of our fellow citizens and do what we can. It's not foolproof. It's not going to be 100%, but it's what we can do to prevent grandma from getting sick and dying, and yet we just draw this stupid line, and I don't understand it.
You know, Brian, I don't really either, and it's one of those things where, you know, we are such a giving community. I mean, you look at what people do during the food drive, during coat drives, during toy drives, to try and take care of our neighbors and to make sure that everybody has food on the table and the kids have something on Christmas morning. But at the same time, we're not able to say, and I don't know if we're just not seeing the human side of this, that this is somebody's grandmother or somebody's mom.
Or somebody dad. In between, because there's a lot of people who just mark the score here of live or die. And there are people, including college athletes, who are having heart problems. I mean, there's all kinds of things in between. And by the way, just so you know, our GM was in Indiana over the weekend. He sent me a picture of a sign on a storefront. I want you to just know that it's not just Decatur residents, right? This is people in general. And this is the sign as it read on the front door of the store. Attention customers, Eric Holcomb, who is the governor of Indiana, is requiring you to wear a mask inside this facility. It is not our responsibility to police this. If you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, you are exempt. If you do not have a mask, we assume you have a medical condition. We welcome you today. Thank you so much for shopping with us. This is the sign on the front door. Now, that probably plays well with a certain crowd, but I'm not sure this store understands how this plays with a whole bunch of other people who probably won't shop there again.
Yeah, and I had a conversation with a businessman not too long ago, and he's, you know, very much he's a Trump supporter, and he is not really sure that he's buying into the COVID thing, but he is following the rules. His employees are wearing masks. They are doing what they can to keep their customers safe. And I respect that, you know, a great deal. We're on different sides of this, but, you know, he is doing what he can to follow the rules. And, you know, if the mask is the right thing to do, then we all win, and that's good. And, you know, what's the worst thing that can come out of this? You and I are wrong? Okay, that's fine. But until we get a vaccine that is widely available for distribution, we don't have a lot more to go on. And as we all go inside and, you know, flu season is upon us, and there's a reason people get sicker in the winter is because we're all inside and we're sharing germs and passing things around. And so it's just, you know, I want this community to come out of this. I want our businesses to be strong and healthy. We need to get through this, but we need people to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem.
And once again, because I feel like I don't know, I'm the teacher in Ferris Bueller, but the people who will say, well, she caught it and she was wearing a mask. The mask isn't to keep you from getting it. It's to keep you from spreading it.
And hopefully, because I was wearing a mask, I wasn't spreading it to anybody else. I mean, that's the key here. It's not about me. It's about me trying not being having no symptoms, not understanding I had it, had no reason to believe I had it, didn't have a fever, wasn't sick. You know, I know a lot of people who are sick. I haven't had all of that. But at the same time, I had my mask on. So hopefully when I was at Kroger buying groceries, I wasn't giving it to the clerk or the person who was helping with my bags. You know, that's all we have.
All right. So where are you on the quarantine? How many days? The time and spatial relationships are like totally whack.
I get released next Monday. I'm pretty excited about that. But, you know, we're doing our best. My husband tested negative, but, you know, per the rules, he is still quarantined. And, you know, I have a daughter who's quarantined. She has her own home. So thankfully, we're all kind of, you know, in separate places. But it's here. And it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. And that is, it's unfortunate. But in talking with Tanya Andrix, you know, we have a lot of sick people that are going through these lines, and they are doing their best to manage it.
They're doing an unbelievable job over there. Her and her staff need to be.
And IDPH is going to be in to assist or at least give them a little bit of a break in the coming weeks. So they'll be running the same location and keeping things going. So it's just kudos to these frontline workers who are out there trying to do their best. And Brian, the weather's not very nice right now.
No.
I mean, granted, it gets a lot worse in the winter, but it's cold out there, and they're out there trying to help us.
Yeah, they really are doing an amazing job. Well, I'm glad you and your family are doing okay physically. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.